The question was asked, if you just wash the floor and your spouse marches through and soils it, you just arrange the cupboard and they take something out and don't bother putting it back correctly, how do you deal with that without criticism? So I'll tell you, I think the answer to this is on a few levels. I hope you find a better answer than mine, but this is the way I see it. We have to ask ourselves a few questions. Number one, will we succeed? And if we won't succeed, then we might as well resign to that fact and deal with it. Number two, we are most likely to succeed when the person is least defensive. And so if we really want to try to succeed, and again, I'm doubtful whether we will, because usually the reason we are not succeeding is because that other person doesn't have this sensitivity. They don't sense it. It doesn't exist by them. So what we're really asking them is, I know it doesn't bother you. I know this isn't really something that's important to you, but it's important to me, and I want you to behave as though it was important to you. So even though the person may love us and may want to do that, that's a hard thing to do. So we have to just realize what we're talking about. It's like, imagine a person who's tone deaf. So they put on things that are on key and off key in someone else. The spouse is very on key. So when the tone deaf spouse puts on the things that are off key, they say, could you just switch to things that are on key? So sometimes they'll remember and sometimes they won't. And they could try to work on it, but it's something that's just not alive to them. So very often between spouses, we have things like that, where one spouse doesn't even, I know a lot of couples have this issue. One spouse doesn't sense when there's no air in the house. They could not open the windows for months on end. And then mold starts growing because, you know, you boil a pot and the steam has nowhere to go. And you boil water and the steam has nowhere to go. And the house, you take a shower and the steam has nowhere to go. So in the United States, you have bigger houses. It's not such an issue. Here in Israel, you have smaller houses. It's a big issue. You don't air things out. You get moldy houses. So one spouse lives it, the other doesn't. You could knock your head against the wall. It's not alive for them. And the same goes for many things. One spouse wants miros at the Shabbos table, the other one doesn't have any clue what that's all about. And even when they do it, it's as a favor. There are many areas where this comes up. So first, we have to respect our differences. Second, we have to try and address it at a time when it's not personal. Meaning, if you just wash the floor, then now is not the time to discuss their walking across the floor. What you could do, and that might succeed, and usually it won't, but it might have some impact, is find the time a half a week later, a week later, a month later, to discuss with them. You know, I noticed that you try to do everything that's good for me, and sometimes, just after I wash the floor, you don't notice, and you come in and you get it all dirty. And I know that it's a little hard because you're doing a million other things. But I was wondering if we could figure out a system whereby you would remember to take off your shoes. Now you've raised the issue, but you haven't taken it like as something, look, you don't care or you're not doing right. Or you're saying, look, I realize it's difficult. How do you see we can overcome it? And the same would go for the cupboard.
That's a daily thing. That's a general, because people usually clean the house as they go throughout the day. And so it's a general thing where you want things clean, and then they come along, and tornadoes just like that.
100%.
But that's something, how long can you put that off for? That's a real, specific, general, so to speak.
Right, but then we go back to question number one. Yeah. Do you really think you can succeed?
So it's something you just have to decide, I have to live with it.
I think that on one front, that's one thing. I think that a person has to resign himself. I married someone who is not as neat, as clean, or as sensitive to A or B or C as I am, which is usually the case, meaning it's very hard to be on the same level, as organized as I am.
Is that legitimate, something to put out there while you're dating, saying, these things are important?
That depends on the person. Meaning, every couple is going to have it on some fronts. Meaning, one is going to be more punctual than the other. One is going to be more polite than the other. One is going to be more organized, more clean. you're not going to find someone who's on the same par as you. So you have to decide which things are going to be critical for you. Right. So you could say, I am a person who cannot live with A or B. You're entitled to say that. But if it's not really so, I wouldn't say that, because it's just not worth diminishing your potential, your prospective wives for that. Now, I think that part of it is also a question of a system. Meaning, ask yourself, why is it, let's take an example. Your spouse comes in, and their bag goes here, and their coat goes there, and their keys go here, and their wallet goes there, and you walk into the house 5 minutes after you got it organized, and they just walked in from work, they haven't done anything, and the house is a wreck. Why? And if you think about it, usually the reason is because they don't have a place. Where are they supposed to put it? So you'll say, go hang up your coat. But if that's an inconvenience, so then maybe you have to figure out a way of having coat hooks next to the door. Meaning they won't throw it on a chair if there's a hook right there. and so on. Meaning there was a couple I worked with, and it worked for a time. It broke down after a time. They broke out of the habit that when the husband came home, he had like I have here, like a pencil case that was there for his keys, his wallet, his pens, his everything that came out when he walked into the house, his cell phone, his iPod. So they developed a place that nothing else went there. Now, he was much happier because he didn't spend half the time looking for his car keys. He didn't have to spend time looking for his iPhone. He didn't, you know, all those things were there. But until they had that system, they couldn't resolve it. And that goes back to the point we said about criticism earlier tonight, that you have to have a few possible solutions. It's not enough to come and say, I don't like it. So if the spouse has an issue with organizing, so one couple we were able to set up that the cupboard, this might sound funny, but every item, every like four or five things in the cupboard were in their own like tin, were in their own encasing. So they all had a space. You understand what I'm saying? So that worked for them. Meaning one spouse would take things out and then like throw it in somewhere. But part of it was that the other spouse had in their mind exactly how they wanted that cupboard to look. And this spouse didn't have a picture of what they wanted. So even though what they said when we'd meet is, I'm trying, but I never get it right. I don't even know what they want. So it's frustrating, whatever I do. And the other spouse starts yelling at them, what do you mean you don't know what I want? If you take it out and it was standing here like this, you think I meant for you to shove it in like that? That you don't understand it? The answer is no. We are different. So if we're different, and I want them to be like me, then I have to set up a system that works for them. It's not enough for me to come with demands. Now, that's not easy. That's not easy. But what I suggested to one couple, and again, it worked to a degree, is if you just wash the floor, and you know your spouse is coming home with wet shoes, prepare by the doormat slippers. Now, part of what we did here is instead of looking at the other spouse and saying, you change because what I want is right, what I'm saying is, okay, so I will modify and I will find a way to accommodate so that it's easy for you to change. And I think that's fair. I think that's fair. It's harder. And what usually happens is sometimes we forget our end of the deal and then we get very frustrated. Just because I didn't leave you your slippers, you had to walk through the house? No, it's not intentional. Again, this is part of what we have to realize. They don't see what we see. I could give you a myriad of examples, but I think we all live it. You have roommates who don't smell that room needs to be aired out in the morning. Doesn't exist by them. They could go 3 months without showering, but that doesn't exist by them. We have different sensitivities. And
how do you solve that one? How do you tell your roommate you smell when you see the shower?
You just said, hey, bud, you stink, take a shower.
I don't want her stealing.
He's a guy. He has no feelings.
I don't want to cause any, like, you know, acrimony.
See, he doesn't want to hurt the coal that's sitting in his soul.